In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a safe doctrine that each human being has a guardian angel who helps and guides him during his earthly existence. Normally, we don't see him, but there are some privileged people who have that grace from God. One of them was Saint Gemma, who since childhood invoked him with affection, and she tells us about him from her own experience. Her angel regularly introduced himself to her and did her all kinds of services and favors, although he also reprimanded her to correct herself. The first time he was introduced to her was as a teenager, when she was 15. She says, "One day someone gave me a watch with a gold chain. I, vain as I was, couldn't wait to show it off, going outside with it. When I returned and went to undress, I saw an angel, who I now know was mine, who very seriously said to me, 'Remember that the precious ornaments that are to beautify a wife of a crucified king cannot be other than the thorns and the cross.'" Mother Agnes declares that one day Gemma went to the monastery to visit her, and she reprimanded her for having come alone. Gemma replied that she was not alone, and her guardian angel accompanied her. Mother Agnes replied, "And where did you leave him?" "Out there at the door," Saint Gemma replied. "Why don't you call him?" Mother Agnes said. Gemma opened the door and with her hand invited him to enter. But Mother Agnes did not see him and asked how she saw him. Then Gemma replied, "I see his face, and his wings are spread over his head as a sign of protection." On another occasion, Gemma begged the guardian angel to go ask Jesus for permission to spend the night with her. He disappeared instantly, and when he got permission, he came back. For her, the angel was a friend who cared about her in the smallest things, who smiled at her with love, kissed her with affection, and gave her a blessing every night at bedtime. He even cured her as a heavenly doctor. She says, "The guardian angel does not cease to watch over me, instruct me, and give me wise advice. He shows up several times a day and talks to me. Yesterday he accompanied me during the meal, but he did not push me to eat like the others do. After eating, I was not feeling well, and he brought me a cup of coffee, so good that I was cured immediately. Another day, the angel gave me a few drops of a white liquid to drink in a golden glass, telling me that it was the medicine with which the doctor from paradise cured his patients. On one occasion, when I least thought about it, the angel came. He approached me, caressed me, and I felt compelled to say to him with all affection, 'My angel, how much I love you.' 'Why do you love me so much?' her guardian angel replied. 'I love you because you teach me humility and because you maintain the peace in my heart. If I'm ever bad, don't be mad. Yes, I will be your safeguard. I will be your inseparable companion. Can't you see who has entrusted me with your custody? The angel replied. Yes, my good Jesus. And we both remained with Jesus. Something very beautiful and spectacular is how her own guardian angel acted as a postman to take letters to the mail without stamps or to take them directly to their recipients. Some letters sent through the angel were received by Father Germanus by ordinary mail. It was normal. On one occasion, in a letter to Miss Cecilia, he tells her that he received the two letters sent by the angel. Father Germanus confidently shared this with Monsignor José Gurría, regent of the Deuteria Apostolia, or the Apostolic Datary, who in 1930 co-signed it by letter to the postulator of the cause of the beatification with these words, "I carry out the commission to write to you what the weeping Father Germanus told me about the truly extraordinary way he once received a letter sent by Gemma from Lucia. One morning, after a long time had passed without hearing from Gemma, he heard a bird flutter, brushing its wings against the window panes. At first he did not care, but as the bird persevered in the same attitude, he went to the window, observing with surprise that he had a letter in its beak, and instead of the bird being scared, he gave signs of wanting to enter the room. The father opened the window. The bird entered, and after dropping the letter on the table, flew away. The letter was from Gemma, and as she begged him to answer her soon, he did so immediately, placing the letter on the outside of the window. He closed the window and instantly saw the bird approaching, taking the letter in its beak, taking flight, and disappearing from view. Soon, Gemma received the answer. This fact was relayed to me by Father Germanus in the same room in which this happened, with the addition of numerous details. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.